It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. Welcome to another PEDcast. The podcast that brings parents useful information that spans all the way from the diapers to the diploma. For those of you who are listening to their first PEDcast, I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician in Charlotte, North Carolina, with 30 years of experience. I started this blog for the benefit of my patients to expand our conversations beyond the office setting. The podcast format is portable and convenient and allows both parents to listen in. So listen on the website or download the podcast for portable use. Listen when you have time. That's the whole idea. This week I had an experience with one of my patients that I thought everyone should hear about, so it will be the focus of today's talk. I have the family's permission to tell the story, so I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of my patients last week as it relates to an important pediatric topic, accident prevention. If you think about it, a large part of what a pediatrician does is discuss things that children can do to make their lives healthier. During checkups, I try very hard to make sure I review some do's and don'ts every child should hear, especially from their doctor, when it comes to safety. You've heard me talk before about the fact that injuries are the major health problem that children have. Accidental trauma dwarfs all other diseases in childhood. Medical science keeps picking off major diseases like leukemia and meningitis and congenital heart disease, but we still have a long way to go when it comes to preventing accidents. So it's with that spirit that I try and remind every older child at every checkup to be properly restrained in a car, to learn to swim, to never dive headfirst in muddy water, to not roll on anything without a protective helmet, to never do a flip on a trampoline, not to ever ride on a motorized vehicle like a dirt bike or a four-wheeler, and not to use knives, guns, and matches or explosives as toys. As I like to tell my patients, if that little voice inside them says, "My parents wouldn't want me doing this," then don't. So back to the story. My patient had been in a few weeks before for his checkup, and he got the standard safety talk, the one I just told you about. Don't do this, don't do that. Well, 2 weeks later, his family got the call that every parent dreads. Your child has been hurt in a bad bicycling accident and is being taken to the emergency room by ambulance. Fortunately, my patient had been listening to the helmet part of his safety talk because he was wearing his bike helmet that day. He said he was going medium fast down a hill, off-road, he wasn't on the street, when he skidded and fell on some rocks. He remembers the fall. He remembers the ride to the emergency room in the ambulance. He remembers the entire experience at the hospital. Now, I want you to take a look, a good long look, at the photos that I have attached to this podcast and see what happened to his helmet. I'm not a neurosurgeon, but I have seen enough head injuries to know that without that helmet, this child would not be here today. He was taken off to the emergency room, where he got the full workup, the head, neck, and chest CT, neurologic exams, trauma evaluation, the full Monty. And you know what his only injuries were? Facial abrasions. That's all that happened to him. This is absolutely incredible. Not a concussion, not a skull fracture, not a bleed in the brain, nothing. Can you imagine his skull taking the kind of impact that that helmet took? You will hear people claim that bike helmets don't work. Hogwash. I provided links to prove to you that they do, and I think that my patient's experience confirms their effectiveness. wearing a helmet reduces a child or an adult's chance of brain injury by about 88%. Yes, 88%. That's effective in my book. So here's the bottom line. Insist that your child wear a helmet if they roll on anything and they roll anywhere. Just riding around in the driveway, you say? How can they get hurt? Well, let me remind you, the asphalt in your driveway is just as hard as the street and can do just as much damage. And I want you to set a good example and make sure your child has a parent for a very long time wear your helmet when biking or rolling as well. And make sure your child's helmet fits properly, and if it gets damaged, replace it. Also, make sure they buckle it. I see a lot of kids in my neighborhood riding around without a buckled helmet. It won't work at the moment of impact if it falls off their head. And if you catch your child without a helmet on, rolling on their bike or whatever, take their whatever away. Take their bike away, their scooter, etc. You need to send a clear message. No helmet, no bike, no skateboard, no scooter. Remind your child that their most valuable body part is their head and their neck. Make sure they handle it with care. So here are a few things that I learned from this terrible experience my patient went through. Bike helmets work. Patients sometimes listen when I'm talking. And taking time to talk to kids about what you expect and enforcing basic safety rules can pay off big time. Well, that's my post for this week. Thanks for listening. If you want to get into the conversation, tell your own story, disagree with me, whatever, write into the blog. I'm all ears. Spread the DocsMo word if you think this is valuable. If you want to continue getting your free pediatric degree, link to my website, DocsMo.com, www.docsmo.com, and you'll get all the new and old content. We have also made it easy to send a post to a friend or a relative if you think they might benefit from this listening experience. Try it out. This is Dr. Paul Smolin recording in beautiful Studio 1E. That's my first child's bedroom, east side of the house, hoping when your child gets their next head bump, they have a helmet to absorb the thump. Until next time. This podcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Ann Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.